Shuas Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuas Bavli, Daf Tev Zayin, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yudam at base at the second Mishnah. Nitzme ba'azor, nelma mimenu, mimenu ha'tuma, v'zochor ha'migdash, nelma mimenu ha'migdash, v'zochor ha'tuma, nelma mimenu zeh v'zeh. If one became tummy in the azor and then forgot the tuma but remembered that he was in the migdash, or he forgot the migdash but remembered he was in the tuma, or he forgot both, hishtachva, or hishashar kadi hishtachavaya, v'varlai ba'ucha chayev, if he bowed before leaving, or delayed the time needed to bow, or left on a long path, he is liable. If he left on a short path, he is exempt. Zuhi mitzvah aseh shem migdash she'ein chayev maleah. This is a mitzvah aseh, a positive mitzvah to leave on a short path in the migdash, for which the great Sanhedrin are not liable for a mistaken hayuah that caused most of his soul to transgress an issa kares. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Chizkiyah, Rabbi Ami, b'shem Rabbi Elazar, kosa dechad oimer, es mishkan Hashem timei. Rabbi Chizkiyah, quoting Rabbi Ami, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that it says the Mishkan of Hashem he profaned, and it says the Mikdash of Hashem he profaned. And these are in Tzukim in Bamidbar, Peg Yotes Yudgimel, and Pasuk Kof. Haketzad, Litin Chelek Ben Lematama Bifnim, Lematama Bechutz, Metama Bifnim Ad, if you say, Shishai Kadei Hishtachavaya, the answer is, this teaches that there's a distinction between one who became tummy inside and one who became tummy outside. One who became tummy inside is not liable until he delays the time needed to bow. One who became tummy outside is not liable until he enters roish v'rubay, which is his head, or the majority of his body. Nitzma b'fnim v'nichnas lifnai b'lifnim. If one became tummy inside and entered inside the heichal or the kodesh kadoshim, is he liable once he enters roish v'rubay, or not until he delays the time needed to bow? Nishmen min ador ishtachava or ishishar kadei ishtachavaya. Vekim ishishar lav kamisha hichnes roishu v'rubay. Vetem ad shishaya kadei ishtachavaya. Vacha ad shishaya kadei ishtachavaya. The answer is, we learn from our Mishnah, he bowed or delayed the time needed to bow. This is more than the time needed to enter roishu v'rubay. Since delaying the time for roishu v'rubay is not like entering roishu v'rubay, and you say it's until he delays the time in order to bow, here it's until the time needed to bow. And the Gemara should now say, Al eiz mehen mischayev al hashoina al achoina. The Gemara asks that if you went on a long path, for what is he liable? For the first distance he walked, or for the latter after walking the length of the shorter path? Hevay amrin al yiseha achoina. The Talmidim answered that it's for the latter. Am alone of Yosi, Amulayt say the tema al ha'achroina, should say, elakin kaimin al ha'ashroina, should say. And we have an objection to this answer. The Rabbi Yosi said, we tell him leave, and he's doing so now. Then he said he's liable for the latter. Rather, it must be for the first.